Coding can feel like a battle sometimes, right? What if AI could lighten the load? I want to share some thoughts on AI-augmented coding, specifically how to integrate these tools securely. It's not about replacing developers, it's about supercharging your productivity while prioritizing security from the start. Let's explore how to make AI a valuable, secure part of your workflow. AI is changing how we code, and Module 3.2 gets into that directly. AI for developers. We'll focus on using AI coding assistance productively, but with a security-first mindset. It's not just about speed, it's about secure speed. Think about it. Leveraging AI to boost code quality while keeping vulnerabilities out and knowing exactly who's responsible for what. That balance is what we're aiming for. AI coding tools are everywhere. Developer adoption has hit 85%. It's almost universal. And get this, AI is generating 42% of new code, but it's not a takeover. Think of AI as a super smart assistant. Developers are still driving, accepting AI suggestions about 30% of the time, so humans are still in control. AI is changing how we code. Tools are popping up everywhere, like GitHub Copilot, Cursor, even ChatGPT. But it's not a level playing field. Each one brings a different level of security to the table. Understanding those security differences is key. Some tools might open doors you didn't realize were there. It's worth digging in before you commit. Security is a real consideration here. Like any AI, this one has vulnerabilities. For example, it's susceptible to affirmation jailbreaks. More broadly, in nearly a third of high-risk scenarios, Copilot suggestions seem vulnerable. That's something to keep an eye on. Also, think about telemetry. What data is being gathered and how is it being used? Understanding that is crucial. Here's where things get interesting. Tabnine's approach to AI coding assistance is fundamentally different. They've prioritized user privacy from the ground up. Think of it as an architecture built with privacy first. You can even run the code generation locally on your own device. And here's the key. Tabnine doesn't retain user code. That's a pretty powerful statement compared to cloud-based alternatives. A key strength is how security is embedded within. It's not bolted on later. Consider identity management. It works with IAM using your current policies to manage access. Plus, deploying inside your VPC gives you network control. Protecting your projects requires careful thought when using AI coding tools. Before you integrate one, it's vital to set up clear evaluation criteria. First, understand how the AI handles your data. What are its security practices? Then, actively assess for vulnerabilities. A flawed AI assistant could introduce weaknesses, opening your code to exploits. Securing AI integration starts with careful planning. Before you implement anything, define your project's specific needs and security boundaries. Consider this. What data will the AI use and how sensitive is it? Tailor the AI tool's security settings to match those project-specific requirements. A customized approach is essential for true security. AI's ability to generate code is powerful, but security demands a cautious approach. Think of AI-generated code as coming from an untrusted source. Human review is essential. Carefully inspect each line. It's not about distrusting the AI, it's about protecting your application's integrity. This practice ensures a secure final product. To properly secure the AI-assisted workflow, think about applying security scans to the AI's code suggestions before you commit them. SAST and SEA, specifically, can catch vulnerabilities or licensing problems. It's that last line of defense. Equally important, always track the origin of any AI-generated code you use. AI assistance in workflows? Then proactive security becomes paramount. We need to monitor for AI-specific vulnerabilities. AI-generated code could have exploitable patterns. The threat landscape is constantly evolving, so staying updated is crucial. Automation is key, of course. It's how we stay ahead. Prompt engineering? It's a surprisingly powerful tool for writing secure code with AI. The trick is in how you phrase your requests. You can guide the AI to build in security measures from the start. For example, tell it to validate all user inputs, implement robust error handling, or only use pre-approved secure libraries. Thinking about security upfront pays off big time. Prompt engineering can inadvertently lead to insecure code. A common pitfall is using vague prompts. The AI will interpret, potentially introducing vulnerabilities. Specificity is key. More importantly, treat AI-generated code as a starting point, not the final product. Always conduct a thorough security review before deployment. This helps minimize risk. AI code review is all about adding a smart safety net. A big win is catching improper input validation, which slams the door on injection attacks. Then we need solid output encoding. That's how you sanitize data and dodge XSS issues. Robust error handling keeps things smooth when things go wrong. And of course, finding those hard-coded secrets like passwords or API keys is critical. It's a powerful way to strengthen code security. AI-generated code's power multiplies when its origins are transparent. We can build accountability into the process from the beginning. The key is tagging that code effectively. Think inline comments, detailed Git messages, or dedicated annotation tools. This helps us track the AI tool used, the specific model version, and even the exact prompt that kicked things off. Maintaining provenance ensures responsible AI development. Hopefully, this presentation gave you some new perspectives. We covered a lot, and I wanted to spark new ideas for you. At its core, I hope I've shown you some innovative pathways forward. I would love to delve deeper into any area you're curious about. What questions do you have?